We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, we got our hands up. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going to do a little roundtable centered on Trace McSorley. I believe this was your idea, Mr. Flounders.
I mean,
it's a good idea.
Know, Trace McSorley, got to be talked about. We're not talking about him enough.
I agree. So our question is, and is Trace McSorley the best player in the Big Ten?
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because the Big Ten meetings are coming up in Chicago.
Right.
And a couple of us vote for the preseason watch list, and there's a list of like 100 names. You pick five players from the West, five players from the East, and I did it a couple of days ago. I'm not supposed to release it, but it's a pretty nice little list, and it just got me to thinking, as good as Trace is, and if he has a good year, yes, he's going to be shortlist for the Heisman Trophy, but let's just look at everyone in the Big Ten, and is he the best player?
Give me the names, Bob.
So the guys that I think.
Yeah, like who are we competing against?
Okay,
here?
So let's just talk about Nick Bosa at Ohio State.
Okay,
another guy that I like, but he's a running back. I like J.K. Dobbins. I like Devin Bush. I like Kalik Hudson. I like Rashawn Gary. I like the
Lewerke.
Joe Bocci. I like the entire Wisconsin offensive line. I like Noah Font, the Iowa tight end who caught 11 touchdown passes last year. And I really like a linebacker at Wisconsin named TJ Edwards who came back for his final season.
Yep.
He does a little bit of everything. He sure looks like a really good three-down linebacker at the next level.
Can I throw out some quarterback names and we can establish that if we think he's the best quarterback? You're looking at Lewerke from Michigan State, Hornibrook from Wisconsin, Shea Patterson from Michigan, Clayton Thorson from Northwestern.
Yes.
He's coming back from a knee injury.
He has some good players as well.
He's pretty good, and you throw Dwayne Haskins in there. That's the Big Ten quarterback list.
Why does it seem like – well, the Iowa kid was pretty decent, right?
Eh.
He was better earlier in the year, I think, than he was later in the year.
Lewerke got better as the year got along. That kid didn't get any better.
So the thing that's interesting to me about – Clayton Thorson is, I think he has a chance to be pretty good this year. What I was going to say too is, I swear, they might change the name, but the Wisconsin quarterback's been the same guy for 30 years.
Yeah.
They changed whether he's left-handed or right-handed. They changed the name. I mean, it's the same guy.
Yep.
This guy's okay.
Is it Joel Stave or is it Alex Hornibrook? Which guy is actually the guy that's under center? I can't tell. Joel Stave was there for 8 years.
Yeah.
I saw him, I think, play in 2007, and I saw him again in 2013. I don't know how it's legal. I don't know why they do it. Clayton Thorson has been there. This is his fourth year as a starter. He beat Penn State in 2015. The game was 23-21 on the last play. He played very well. He's a good player. I think he's coming off a serious knee injury.
He is coming off a knee injury.
I think I'm fascinated by Patterson and Haskins, but I do believe that Trace is clearly the best quarterback in the Big Ten. I don't know that that's really a huge debate. I think what he's done on the field kind of speaks for itself.
I don't know that he'll be the best quarterback necessarily this year, but if we're going into the season, it's clearly McSorley. I think he's been the best quarterback in the conference the last 2 years. Is there anybody that's been better than him?
No.
I mean, I'm sure. JT
Barrett got a lot of love, but he was not really the driving force behind the Ohio State offense, I thought, the last couple of years. He had that great second half against Penn State, but where was he at Iowa?
Keep in mind, Trace is, 1,058 yards from becoming Penn State's all-time leading passer, passing
Hackenberg. Just give him all the records. He's going to get them.
Right.
Just give them all.
So let's look at that.
Only three, I guess he did play a game or two.
He played one. He played the second half of the
bowl game.
The bowl game.
So it's pretty impressive in 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he'll have all the records, because there is a chance, you know, some of these guys could be four-year players.
He could do it by the end of September. If he stays healthy and is out there, I mean, you know, give
it. So here's my question, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Best player.
Yeah.
We always get into this debate. Because best player, like if we're talking as an NFL draft prospect, he's not even close.
I know.
If we're talking about most valuable to their team, I would say probably yes. If we're talking about just most productive, most impactful.
How about if I put it to you this way? you could draft anyone from the Big Ten.
Nick Bosa.
I was going to say that's to me that's the measuring stick.
Oh, for best player?
No. If you're picking Nick Bosa to start your team from the Big Ten, then and he's probably going to be your best player.
Okay, so then the question then to me is how much of it is that's great that Nick Bosa is a great player. He's at the end, but Trace McSorley is a quarterback.
Correct.
Which is going to have more of an impact in games. I think you can easily make the argument that he's the best player in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I really like that. I like Dieter at Wisconsin. I like Edwards at Wisconsin. I actually like he's undersized. I like that linebacker at Michigan, Devin Bush.
Yeah.
If you look at what he did, I know that Penn State really put it to Michigan, but that guy is about as productive of a linebacker as you see. And the way that Don Brown uses those guys, they're almost like safeties, like super fast safeties playing linebacker, and they never wear down.
Do you have? I know, Ross, you have Trace as the best player in the Big Ten going into the preseason.
Well, I think when you consider the value that they bring to the team,
right,
and their production. Let's put it this way, okay? Here's a good way to do it.
All right,
not the NFL draft, Bob. Let's say all 12 Big Ten coaches were put in a room and they were able to draft Big Ten players for this season.
That's what I was trying to tell you to do then.
No, you said no, NFL. I thought you were saying NFL.
No, I said if you were doing a draft of Big Ten players.
When you said draft, I thought you meant who would you pick? Well, if we're talking for just 1 year.
Yeah, this year.
I would take Trace McSorley. I would take Trace McSorley.
I would as well.
Yeah.
I would as well.
I mean, if we're talking about the NFL, I would take Nick Bosa or Rashawn Gary. But if we're talking for this season of college football and my job is to win as many games with Team Tucker and I can have any player in the Big Ten, I'm going Trace McSorley. Proven commodity.
I'm going to take Nick Bosa.
Really? Mm-hmm. Think he's that good, that dominant?
I think he's better than his brother.
I think he's better than his brother, too, and I'd still take Trace. I'd break the tie. I'm on
quarterback's just too important.
It's too important. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered.
Speaking of quarterbacks, and I know you guys touched on this at the start, I think it's really interesting that Penn State's really making a push for a second quarterback in this class with Michael Johnson Jr., and it sounds like they might get him.
It's trending that way. I mean, the crystal balls on 247 Sports are pointing. He gave an interview to OregonLive.com that he loved Penn State. He got along great. He loved the room. It was very
almost makes you wonder, by unusual. The way, if the Roberson kid would decommit if Michael Johnson commits to Penn State. Now, I think the Roberson kid said when he committed that they might take two this year. Like he
knew
his eyes were wide open. He wanted to get one of those spots though in. Cause also if you're in his shoes, if you're the first one in, a lot of kids don't want to be the second one in.
You don't want to be the second one in, unless you're a national recruit like Johnson, and being second one in is not that big a deal.
And you think I'm going to beat this other kid out. So what I think is really interesting is that this is considered to be a smaller class for Penn State.
It is.
We talked about them only having like 18 to 20, but now they might get a second quarterback.
James's dream scenario. And, always wanted two quarterbacks.
And they've offered Avery Young at Coachville. Is it Avery or Aaron? His older brother went to Rutgers last year.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Avery.
I'm talking about the running back.
Yeah.
I think it's Avery Young, and I think his brother was Aaron Young, who is at Rutgers. He'll be a true freshman at Rutgers. But the fact that Penn State would offer Avery Young now.
Aaron Young from Coachville.
Is the running back?
Darn it.
Aaron Young. The fact that Penn State would offer Aaron Young now is really interesting to me because it tells you they really want a second running back. Now, he's athletic enough that he could theoretically play like corner, but I think they really want a second running back. And I watched his video. He is good.
He's good.
Yeah. Now, there's no way to look at it, though, other than he's kind of their backup option. If you don't offer a guy who's a 2019 until now, until June or July, it's because they didn't get those other guys they wanted,
right,
that they were hoping to get. And so that goes back to the whole dominate your state thing, Bob, because what if they don't get Aaron Young? What if Aaron Young's like, no, Nebraska offered me 2 years ago, this, that. Like, I'm going to go to Stanford. I can go to Stanford. You know, then that's a problem. They like to go slow with the in-state kids, but then if you don't get the guy you want, then it backfires on you.
I feel that the Young is more of a want than a need. Like, they want him, but they don't necessarily need
that. Well, that's
that.
For sure.
And I'm like...
But they obviously want him now because they offered him.
Right. But if you have a need and you're trying to get a guy like that, then you've got a problem.
Don't you think it's weird, Bob, that they want two running backs and two quarterbacks in a small class this year?
It's like Noah's Ark. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I think it is weird.
I do think that
they never do that. They take a quarterback and a running back every class.
Sometimes James just wants to fail safe, and you know what? Better to be safe than sorry. Also, I just want to continue to watch. I want the white kid at Harrisburg. I just want to see how that whole thing plays out. I just want to see how it plays out.
I don't think he's going to go to Penn State. Okay.
I know.
I think they have their two linebackers.
Also, you mentioned Coatesville. Matt Ortega. I know Matt Ortega a little bit. Have you seen his son play, Ricky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good quarterback.
Really good player.
He is a good player in the Trace McSorley mold. I don't think Penn State is either interested and I don't think vice versa, but I think he'll be a pretty good quarterback at a pretty good school, maybe like West Virginia.
He hasn't grown since like eighth grade. Right. He started for ninth grade and was awesome. And you thought, okay, he'll get bigger. That hasn't happened, but he's a very, very good player.
Speaking of quarterbacks, can we go back to talk about Trace
real quick
in the last minute? So we
that's your real man crush. You say Connor McGovern, but it's really Trace.
No, I had a man crush on Trace since I met him. But can you talk about Trace nationally? Can we expand this nationally? Is maybe we know he's a Heisman Trophy candidate, but is he the best one? Should he be considered one of the best quarterbacks in the country? These are the guys coming back. Jake Browning from Washington, Khalil Tate from Arizona is a good returning quarterback. Mackenzie Milton, that kid from UCF, best pass.
I don't think, Andy, we only have a minute left. I don't think there's a better quarterback coming back in the country. Nobody else has done what McSorley's done the last 2 years. And I don't know how he's not top five Heisman candidate everywhere. Bob, he should be top five anywhere. Because guess what? They might even need to get more from him this year. More passing touchdowns, more rushing touchdowns without Saquon.
I mean, to me, he's a finalist going into the season for the award. It's a quarterback's award now.
It is.
So you just don't know where the next Lamar Jackson's coming from. I hate to say it, but Trace definitely.
Maybe he is the next
Lamar
Jackson.
Let's just let him see if he can stay healthy, and he's got to win a couple of games, and he's going to be right there.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.
For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Check back with us next week, and have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.